thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Talk Yo Shit Jazz. Don't want to say it. Don't even worry about it. You know, I already got you. Talk Yo Shit Jazz. So I do have my favorite co-host,
Boss Lady K. What up? What up?
So y'all already know what it is. We're going to get right into it. Today we are talking about the benefits of going to therapy. So, how long you been in therapy?
August was 2 years, I believe.
Two, three years. I don't think I'm quite on a year yet. Well, now that I think about it, I actually started going to therapy after the death of my best friend. I think that was the needle or what the straw that broke the camel back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to do something.
Yeah, I started going when I realized I was in a situation that I had no boundaries and I was getting absolutely nothing out of, and it was killing me. So I felt like I had to figure out a way to get through and get out of that situation.
So how did it actually help you with establishing? Did you understand boundaries, what it was before you started going to therapy?
I heard the word, but boundaries was like non-existent. If no boundaries was a person, it'd be Kira. Like, no was barely in my vocabulary. So I was out here thugging it at late 20s with no boundaries.
And you know, with me, she actually broke boundaries down to me, and she told me, like, when you say something, not only do you like have to say what you mean, but it has to be like a consequence behind it. So when you establish something, you say, hey, I don't like this, I need this, you know, if you can't do this, then this is going to be the consequence of you not being able to respect my boundary. I think that was the thing that was sort of like the oh, it gotta be a consequence, so it ain't just cut that motherfucker off.
Oh yeah, because my block game's strong. It's real strong. So I block you and never look back.
Because I thought me not talking to them anymore was I thought that was a consequence, but turned out that's not healthy.
Sis wanted me to write letters to have closure in different situations. That's how much she wanted me to establish some boundaries with certain people.
It makes sense. That makes sense. So it's a way of sort of addressing it, even if you can't get the desired response, you're still able to get it off of you. I think that'll sort of be the benefit of writing a letter, you know, saying goodbye. It's like saying goodbye without actually having to tell that person goodbye.
Well, I wasn't, because people assume that therapy is just you sit down, you tell somebody your problems, but people don't realize that therapy is actually a lot of work. And so although she told me to write them letters, I didn't write them letters because I wasn't ready for that closure. But I did listen to some of the other things she told me, but that was one of them I didn't do.
You still haven't done them to this day?
I wrote a letter probably like a couple months ago, but I ain't give it to that person, so it really don't count.
It's just she wanted you to give it to him?
Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
Because you gotta, for you to write a closure letter to somebody, that means they are going to accept the closure. I don't come across, especially, you know, the type of men I come across, that's not really like how they move. So you telling them that you done, that usually ain't how it goes. So the letter is still in my journal.
Oh, the toxicity. The last thing with me struggling with not feeling appreciated by the people that's around me, like not just feeling like I get that reciprocity that I give to people, but I still had to acknowledge the fact that, like, hey, I know these folks love me, but the issue is I don't think they love me how I love them. So their love is not like good enough to me, if that makes sense. So she wanted me to write down every person that's in my life that means something to me and how I think they love me.
So she had me write down characteristics of what I felt like God's best for me was pertaining to relationship. So I wrote those characteristics down. And then she had me write down characteristics of the men that I was either currently talking to or I've talked to in the past. And then in the end, she asked me, did what I felt like was God's best for me, did they equate to that? And so, of course, it did not. And so one day she asked me, like, here, do you really feel like that's God's best for you? And I think that was probably one of the most eye-opening sessions I ever had, because God's best ain't no way this what God want for sis. Like, it's not even an option.
Because when you actually start to put the work into yourself and acknowledge the things that you actually have accomplished and, like, just what you stand on as a person, you know, just being good-hearted, your morals, like knowing that you would do anything for somebody that you love, everybody cannot have that essence.
And everybody's not deserving of that. And I think that's our biggest opportunity, is just feeling like, because of the type of hearts that we have, that everybody we come in contact with that we really care about deserve that part of us, and everybody's not deserving of that. But you know, you reach a level of therapy, journey, whatever, when you can, what you learn in therapy, you can actually put into play and help people with what you learn in therapy. Because I tell people with the quickness, when you touch that level of peace, can't nobody touch it. Can't nobody touch it.
And you're not, and then the key thing is, you're not going to let anybody touch it or think that they can touch it. Like, before I engage in something that I know is going to make me uncomfortable, I know it's going to be a situation that I don't want to be in, or just the outcome is not going to be one that I look forward to, I will put myself in a shed and ain't nobody coming in.
But you know, I just recently got to that place where, like, if I know that I'm just not feeling it that day, I'm cool with sitting in the house and being in my funk. But I'm not going to be in that funk for long. But I'm definitely going to take that time to myself. And people don't, when you experience real self-care and you really put that time and invest that, you just can't give that type of power to people. And that's why I tell people all the time, you might play me week one, but week two, you either blocked
or I'm letting you know.
Absolutely. Because what we not finna do is let you keep playing with me in my face. So.
On my time. And that, I feel like that's respect to me. If you will sit there and lie to my face or try to play on my top and manipulate me to get what you want, when all you have to do is be honest, especially when I ask you to just be honest. Like, the key thing, I think the key struggle, like, really is, it start with, like, companionship relationships. Because I think pretty much the friend tip, like, it ain't really too much pressure around that, but it is at the same time, because people, those be the people that's closest to you, so they think that they know you, and they think they know your weak spots, and they think they know that they can just get over or take advantage, or you gonna do it because and I'm your friend, that, or I love you, or you're my sister, or my cousin, or whoop the whoop. Like, that gives them a pass to play with you.
Yep. You know, I had to tell an ex of mine not too long ago. We had a long conversation. I let him know, like, if you're not going to be honest with me, just keep whatever you got going to yourself. Because I feel like you playing with my emotions when you just blatantly lying to me for no reason. Because we don't go together. So what you lying to me for? Like, we don't have to go. We don't have to be in that space. But a lot of people feel like if they lie to you, that's protecting you because they don't want you to know the truth.
And listen to what you said, because they don't want you to know the truth. I have someone tell me that I couldn't handle the truth. And I had to politely tell him No, it's not that I can't handle the truth. You can't handle what comes behind the truth. Because, you know, that's going to be all she wrote, and I'm going to let you go on about your way. You know, people be knowing the consequences behind their actions.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? Now that I think about it, I only had one consequence to my boundary. I think a boundary that I always had was, if you're disloyal to me, I'm going to cut you off. And I think that's a boundary that I have stuck to and I am proud of. And that's one I ain't letting go.
I think one of my most recent boundaries that I came across was on during one of my sessions. My therapist told me that if I am the backbone for everybody, then how are they going to build their own backbone or something like that? Like, how are they going to be, how they going to handle their own shit if I'm carrying the weight of everybody? And so she also asked me, why do I feel like I have to surround myself by people that need me? She was like, is that something that you feel like you're missing, that you always find people that need you? And I was like, I just ain't never thought about it. I was like, I naturally attract people that, you know, need my support in some way, shape, or form. Friendships, not so much, but I have come across a lot of people that I feel like need me some way, somehow.
But you know, the harsh reality of that is hurt people see no hurt people. Like, they know, it's like a fragrance of, I can get something out of this person.
But you know, when you are in a place where you recognize that behavior, that's that red flag that you peep early on that, you know, let's move around. And so I might have missed out on my my forever person, maybe, because I can't, when I see those red flags, I'm at an age where I can't just look past them anymore, because I have to hold myself accountable at the end of the day. If I pretend that I don't see that somebody is not who I need them to be for me.
And that's important. Like, that, can't nobody check you how you check you, because people feel like they know you and they know every, but people do not know every aspect of you. Like, people do not know truly who you are, how you feel, even if you try to express how you feel. What you thought in your head did not come even remotely close to what came out your mouth.
You know what, I went to an event Sunday and one of the panelists said that nobody can take care of you like you can take care of yourself. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I do not want to be so independent that I don't need a man, but I also don't want to be in a place where I want love so bad that I'm willing to put up with anything, because I have been seeing that in so many people this year, that you want love so bad that you will not, that you're willing to put up with whatever. And it's crazy when you see it, you're like, damn, I remember when I was in that same place where I wanted love so bad that whatever you did, I could make it make sense for us to continue on because I wanted it that bad. But I'm just not at a place now where I want companionship so bad that you can just play me and I just look past it, because we're too old for that shit.
Definitely too old. And then it's like, when you actually think about those situations that you was in, you wasn't even getting no love. You was giving it.
Yep.
It was, because I find it so that, like, helping people make me feel good. So I think that's something that sort of kept me in a chokehold for a while, because those men that they needed me. So with them needing me, I think I confused that with love.
And you know, it wasn't. What was I about to say? My therapist told me something. God, what did she tell me that day? Damn, I lost my train of thought looking at lady ass crawl on that floor.
I would have got. I'm not even editing that out.
I said, this bitch was crawling on the floor. She made me lose my whole train of thought. Janky ass lady. Why would you do that?
Okay, if y'all hear some dinging, that's the dog.
God, she's so disrespectful.
And therapy. it teaches you how to really love yourself and put yourself first. Oof. When you think about some of the things and situations that you, because yes, you allow them people to do that, to put you in those situations. You allowed yourself, because you allowed yourself to be with that person, and whoop, whoop, whoop. You, mm-hmm. you know, you have to point the fingers back yep. at you, because they did not put a gun to our head, make mm-hmm. us stay there, make us want to keep doing one for them. Nope. It was,
sis told me that I have to find out how and why I choose to lay next to somebody that I'm getting absolutely nothing from. I'm like, but you didn't have to put it like that. Like, bitch, why you couldn't say something different? But she, that's why you gotta have a therapist that's gonna keep it real with you. Because she told me one of the things she told me when she got me all the way together 1 week, like I got on the call thinking I really had made some progress. Mm-hmm. And she said that I'm a very disciplined person. Mm-hmm. And said when it comes to my relationship with God, my health, like working out, mm-hmm. shit like that, and how I act when I'm lonely. And I'm like, first of all, are you my therapist or are you somebody else's therapist? Because why you got to come for me like that? like I felt some type of way. I'm like, bitch, I'm paying you, and you gonna tell me I'm not disciplined when it comes to God? How you know me, what me and God got going on and working out? You know, she got me all the way together, and I appreciated that because she wasn't lying. And I will, those are three topics that I just don't have my shit together, and I'm not gonna say I'm cool with it because I got, you know, ways to go.
Those are key central. Those the real ones. Mm-hmm. Like those the ones that really show whether or not you love you, and what are you willing to do for you.
Yep. And you know, when you're lonely, we will make it make sense on why we are putting up with certain shit. I know I will. I'll make it make sense, especially if it's something I feel like it's just, you know, it's a mutual agreement that we got going on. I'll make it make sense, even though I know damn well I ain't got no business entertaining that person if I'm looking for God's best for me. But I feel like I'm at a place now where it's not that deep, and that I feel like I'm willing to put in the work to just focus on myself and not be out here looking for love versus it come find me when my time comes.
Yeah. The bitch. Now, you're not good with holding off, okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna lie about that. When I need something, I'm okay.
But you know that it's love to give it to yourself.
I believe that.
Have you tried to explore giving it to yourself?
Absolutely, but ain't nothing like the, you know, little whacker. Like
It's not, because most of the time, with the intimacy that you are looking for, it's not really the physical inter-exchange. Mm-hmm. It's really not that. What you say, I just want to cuddle. That's your thing. Mm-hmm. You just want to cuddle.
But you know, niggas so nowadays that's really is not what cuddling. You... Niggas nowadays is not cuddling. Bitch, I have net... I don't even want to talk about it, but cuddling is not on the table in 2022. I'm sure my husband gonna like to cuddle, but right now I ain't got a cuddle buddy.
Okay, well these lit, they ain't got no problem closing. Them bitches are closed real quick. But this time, I ain't breaking it. The next one. Gonna be the one. Watch what I say, you know.
The next one gonna be the one. I did good. I was a whole lady out here, and then it was like, boom, I'm back outside like I never left. I'll do better next year.
You'll try again next year. Mm-hmm. Not a New Year's resolution. Yeah, look, but that is something. If you plan on doing something, the time to do it is now. Hold yourself accountable. Like, it's cool and it's very resourceful and useful and conducive to the person that you're trying to be with going to therapy, because it actually helps you see things from a different perspective. It's unbiased. It's not nobody that's going to call to you. It's not somebody that's going to tell you what you want to hear. And it's somebody that
depends on your therapist, because sometimes you your therapist, because you've had a couple, right? Well, like two. And so, you know, you're going to get something different from each one. I've only had one. And I have my moments where I just, you know, I feel like I'm in a good place, so I stop going. But then I hit a roadblock, and then I hit my girl with a text, an email, like, hey, we need to set something up. But I think that when you experience who you are through therapy, it's like a totally different experience. Because, you, like you said, you now have somebody that's going to hold you accountable to what you need to be versus you just telling yourself what you need to be. And and I wish Black people stop acting like therapy is like the worst thing ever. Bitch, go find you a therapist.
Bro, go find you a therapist.
I'm at a place now where I'd be like, that bitch need a therapist. I'd be like, do you need mine? Because I'm not here for it. Like, some shit you'd be like, what you angry for today, sis? Like, find you some help. Because that's just, I feel like at a certain age, man and woman, some shit is just unacceptable. Like, if you walking around here holding on to childhood trauma and you don't feel like you need to get help, that's a problem. Because I know for Black women, we can't carry that weight no more. Like, bro, you gonna have to get that shit taken care of. Because what you and your mama got going on, you and your daddy got going on, I can't help you, bro. I pay for therapy my damn self.
Yeah. I know, you know. See, and let me tell you, it's important to go into a relationship already healed. Especially from your past, the stuff that your past relationships then put on you.
Yeah, because that's not
you
fair.
You have to get that stuff up off.
Because that's
you.
Not fair for the next person to have to unpack that. That's not nobody. I mean, will relationships have trials and tribulations? Absolutely. But the new it's person you should not have to deal with that. With
because it's how you respond. Mm-hmm. It's certain things that you didn't had happen to you, and then when you think it looked like the same thing, you responding, and then that you're responding the same way that you would have responded with that other person, and this is a different person. So their reason or their logic of what they're doing, and honestly, most of the time people don't even been known what they done did to you, or what got you tripping or whatever. Like, they, yeah, I was talking about somebody tripping. Don't nobody be tripping. You know, when you call somebody out on their shit, they love to say you tripping or you crazy or whatever. You're overreacting.
Instead of owning up to their shit. But you know, when you experience the process of healing, working on yourself, going through therapy, some shit you just can't even look past. Like, when you see for yourself that somebody really is experiencing some shit that they need help with, you be like, nah, sis got a lot of shit she gotta unpack, and that's not your battle to deal with it. That's friends, families, all of that. Like, it's nobody's responsibility to take care of you. Like, you have to reach a point. I know for me, when I felt like what I was doing, going to church, working out, reading, writing, when I felt like those tools were not working for me, that's when I was like, you know what? You getting older, and since it's time to talk through this, like, what's really going on? I don't feel like I have a lot of childhood trauma and all that. I just feel like as an adult and in my younger days, I just did not ever have boundaries, and it just affected me the older I got. And at some point, you just gotta make a decision, like, is this how I'm going to be, or am I gonna put in the work to be something better?
Yeah. And I think what actually made me go to therapy, other than losing T-Baby, it was my panic attacks had started back. And mind you, I was still working. Nope. I couldn't work out. But I had started back having damn panic attacks. So, I mean, you know, you got 7 chakras in your body. I knew that I was holding stuff in, and it was a lot of things that I needed to say and I needed to get off, but I felt like didn't nobody understand, because it was like, for a while, people was like, oh, I'm so sorry, oh, I'm so sorry, oh, I'm so sorry. But then everybody went back to their life.
Yeah, everybody.
And they just expect me to do the same, and acted like this wasn't the most traumatic experience that I have ever had in my life.
But I think a lot of people, that's all we know is to say, like, you'll be okay, you'll get through this, you know. And I think so many of us, if you have not experienced that real death, you don't really know how to console somebody if you haven't experienced it. Mm-hmm. One of the things my therapist told me was, I remember I was into it with, well, in my mind I was into it with somebody, or something happened that I didn't care for, and she told me to ask that person, are they ready to talk about it? I'm like, bitch, why I gotta ask somebody, are they ready to talk to her? I'm ready to let them know how I feel. But she was like, ask them, are they ready to talk about it? And I'm like, that's something I learned. If I had never went to therapy, I would have never thought to approach a situation like, hey, are you at a place where you can really talk about it?
Mm-hmm. You know, you're making me think. You got my marbles sitting here going. You got my marbles sitting here going.
That's the point of the podcast.
It very much is. But you know, I be tripping her up because I be answering my own questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like talking to them. It make me say my thoughts out loud, mm-hmm. and then I hear it, and I'm able to picture it. Then, okay, it's processing. I didn't assess it, it's processing. And now, okay, and she be like, yeah.
Yeah, she, I feel like in person is even worse because, you know, COVID was a thing when I first started therapy. And so it wasn't until recently I was able to see her in person. I mean, I feel like in person you really see, you're really in a place where you really have to hold yourself accountable even more because somebody's looking at you in your face to see your facial expressions, to see how you reacting to something different. And then you see how your therapist reacts to in person. So something mm-hmm. that you may have over the phone not really been that deep, but sis used her hands to tell me what BS on my own for the week, and how I'm gonna do something different. So it's a lot. I mean, when I first started going to therapy, I was like, this shit not even fun. Like, who came up with this shit? And I was telling everybody, anybody who listened, girl, let me tell you. Everybody was like, tell me what happened in therapy. And I was telling everybody. But that shit was tough. And I remember my first session, I told her how I had blocked a family member for like three to six months. I can't remember how long. And she was like, you really blocked them? I was like, yeah. And hell, I would have still had them blocked had my mama told me not to unblock them. But I just felt... I think she was like, oh shit, what I done got myself into. I'm like, I'm a Taurus at the end of the day. You keep playing with me, eventually I'm gonna react. But now, you know, that I'm 31, I had a conversation with somebody the other day and I was like, you know, I'm really trying to be at a place where I'm not trying to block you. I feel like as an adult, I have to do better and not block you. Instead, I'm gonna tell you how I feel. And if mm-hmm. I feel like you still playing with me, then I'm gonna block you. So at least I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you don't know till you call that 615 and ain't no... And you know it's bad. I was somewhere and I was like, but you really gotta grow up. When you in the same room with somebody you done blocked, and then you gotta unblock them because what if they, you know, text you something and y'all in the same room? I was like, bitch, you might have a problem. But I don't feel bad about blocking them, but I just have to be more mature about it because, you know, I'm too old to just block you and not explain to you what you did.
And see, I'm more pissed because I'm not gonna block you. I'm just not gonna respond. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna let them motherfucker ring until their hinges fall off. I ain't gonna take y'all Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram.
See, I'll you gonna you ass see me. Mm-mm.
You gonna see me like if I unfollow you or unfriend you or something like that, like that's a whole nother level.
Bitch, you
of
might as well be dead to me at this point.
Done. You're dead.
But that's because y'all Pisces are cutthroat. Y'all you're niggas. Dead. I've never seen people so emotional but ready to just wipe their hands with somebody. You'd be like, damn, bitch, you ain't gonna give her another chance. Like, it'd be a...
Because I didn't already gave... And mm-hmm. I'm currently actually experiencing that. Mm-hmm. But I have gave you benefit of the doubt. I didn't justify your actions to the point to where I can no longer justify them.
Mm-hmm. When you can't and make it make point, sense, it's time to move around.
And then especially where I'm at in my life, like, anybody who makes me wants to put hands on you...
Oh, yeah.
Or... I think that you can bring that, you know, up out of me. I can't fool with you.
Yeah.
And I can't have you around me because I didn't work too hard for one. Two, I got too much loot.
Mm-hmm. We too old. And that's what
too old.
One of my store managers was like, here, you are always so calm. Because I can't allow people to get, what? You finna knock me off what I got going on today? You might catch me slipping one day, but just on a regular basis, I can't be up here all the time hype. I'm too old. And people out here dying from being stressed mm-hmm. out, overwhelmed, mm-hmm. having heart attacks, strokes, mm-hmm. all that. So some shit, I just rather act like you invisible to me instead of allowing you to just be too much in my mid. It's too much. You got drama going on. You got that. We too old. Like, if you can't find a solution to do it the right way, just hold that shit in.
Not holding in.
You're gonna hold that shit in.
At that moment, hold in, but you gotta get it out somehow.
Well, address, when you right.
Whatever you harbor on to, whatever you hold, like, when you act like a problem do not exist. All you have done was put it in a little box and tucked it away somewhere inside of you. So when you tucked it away inside of you, that's a little pocket of stress.
It's still a pocket of stress.
And over time, think about it. Every time that you act like something exists, you put it in that pocket. It's getting bigger and bigger mm-hmm. and bigger to the point to where, hey, you going to either explode. No, you're going to fall the hell over or something. It's going to get out.
I think your body's going to react. I think when you turn 30, it's like you either going to put up or shut up. Like, 30 was like my year of life. First of all, I showed out. I lived my best life. But I also think 30 was like, sis, you got to do better. Like, at some point, you got to own up to what you got going on and you got to do better. So at 31, I'm like, sis, we already been through this. So what you finna do? Because what we can't do is go backwards. Because before you know, you're 35 and you still working backwards. So I feel like you, at some point, you just got to put in that work.
Yeah, but we've been putting in work We've been putting in work for a minute.
We didn't have an option. Some people have that room to just play in. But I feel like we had no choice but to put some work in, or we was going to be out here looking slow.
Real slow. And then to make it, I still, you know, therapy, you know, it is a constant reminder for me to be kind to myself.
But you know, when I knew that therapy was working for you, when one day you was telling me a story and you was like, and I'm not the victim. And I was like, I said, Aisha taught her that shit.
She didn't. I have to tell y'all what book I read, but I read a self-help book about behavior, and it taught me that everybody is basically playing a role in your life. Like, and most of the time, the role that people, like, when you do certain things, you identify most of the time with being the victim.
Mm-hmm.
I had to realize that I had been victimizing myself, mm-hmm. and I didn't know that. But that do not mean that a lot of motherfuckers did not do things to me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I still had to realize, like, yo, if I allow myself to be in that situation and I knew what type of person they are and how they operated, I'm not the victim.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that we are in a place where we have to own up to how we allow somebody to treat us.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, sis, for real? Like, you can't even be mad because you allowed somebody to play with you in your face. I know so many people right now that are going through stuff because they allow too many people to stay in their life past their destination. Like, your time been up, but I just allowed you to keep on going, knowing damn well God to leave you behind a long time ago. But I kept on trying to hold mm-hmm. on to you. And I feel like God make it even harder now. You keep on playing with God and not listen to what I'm telling you. I'm going to make sure he or she take you through it until mm-hmm. you're ready to throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm. He sure do. When he ready to clear out and make space, baby, he clear out and make space. And he gonna move you whether you want to be moved or not. And I'm currently, you know, it's funny you say it because I'm actually currently experiencing that. Like, I knew I wanted to move, but how he got me moving out here? I'm like, damn, dude. Like, I damn. I wasn't prepared. This what you meant? Like, like, sometimes, you know, sometimes you really have to talk to God. You be like, damn, this what you meant? Mm-hmm. This what you was talking about?
I was like, God, can we back up for a minute? Like, can we talk about this?
Can we talk about this? Because I know what I said. But what I said ain't particularly what I meant. I think you interpreted that wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, you supposed to know my heart.
But you know what? When you are a genuine person and what you do for people is from the heart, it's not for nothing in return, God bless you on a whole nother level. It's so much stuff that I just know that if it weren't for God, mm-hmm. all this other stuff wouldn't even happen. But that's because God know my heart. He know I be out here blocking people and I be out here telling people how I feel. But he also know at the end of the day, what I do for people is because I genuinely care about you, or I don't want to see you out here thugging it. Because mm-hmm. life's too short. But some people, you gotta let them be out here thugging it. Especially if a hoe owe you some money and ain't paying you back.
Whew. But you know what? With therapy, right, it gets you to a point to where you don't even want people around you that's not willing to acknowledge mm-hmm. and deal with their shit mm-hmm. because they don't realize how they shit affect your shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can't even, if you that shallow of a person, if you that naive, if you that okay with how you are, like, you don't see nothing. You mm-hmm. don't see nothing wrong with how you around here moving. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yeah, and you know, and that's why, do that. That's why I said when you know you have put in that work, you start to look at people differently. You almost ain't got no friends. You be like, God damn, I got one cousin and two friends. You be like, damn.
Bro, you really realize how slow, like, how unself-aware people mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. Like, how they really are. Mm-hmm. Like, it's even, like, my discernment is on another level, like, when it comes to people's intentions. But to, like, just really be tapping in, like, oh, that self-work and you working that mm-hmm. spiritual realm, like, you up in that thing.
You're untouchable.
Jugging.
Untouchable.
Boy, you really realize how folks is just, you just be looking at, like, You really think that that's okay? Mm-hmm. Like, you really don't see nothing mm-hmm. wrong with what you just did.
And you know, and sometimes you be at such a good place where you be like, you know what? It's not my place to tell you where you wrong. You a grown-ass woman. You know, damn. And you know, nigga. And you know when you see Girl. Those people that's always falling out with people, ain't got no friends, steady using people, mm-hmm. you couldn't possibly think that that's not karma doing their work. Like, some people be out here real grimy, but be putting on. But when you do wrong by people that genuinely care about you, you're not ready for that karma that's coming. I know mm-hmm. a couple of them dealing with their karma from playing with Kier mm-hmm. because you got to do better. Like, everybody's not meant to be played with. And when you know somebody is really there for you, really trying to be a friend to you, support you the way they can, you can't be out here playing with people's emotions.
Now, and Steve Harvey got me right. When he told me that when I seen that clip, that loyalty has an expiration date. Mm. Oh, baby, I took that and I ran with it. I said, oh. Mm-hmm. So, me, Miss Little Miss, loyal to a fault. Baby, let me tell you, my loyalty to you has expired, and mm-hmm. baby, you don't even know it.
Nope.
You don't even know it, but you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I promise you're going to figure it out.
Look up and be like, where she at?
Gone. Gone, but and you want to,
F-R-E-E, fuck
nigga, friend, I ain't got to worry about no fuck. She, baby. Hell, ain't nobody got time. But y'all, we way over this time segment, so we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. But I hope us talking about our experiences with therapy will encourage you to bruh, find you a therapist. And most of the time, if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, they will find you a therapist, and your insurance covers it. You don't even have to pay for it out of your pocket.
And I found my therapist on a website called Therapy for Black Girls. And you can put in the state that you live in, and they'll pull up the closest black therapist.
Yeah, so see? So, bruh, if you feel more comfortable with somebody that looks like you, it's somebody out there for you. So, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Talk Your Shit Jazz with my lovely co-host, Boss Lady K, and we out.
Peace.